Good morning. We are glad you are with us today on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program on News Radio AM 600. I am Joe Garner, Mortgage Officer with Evolve Bank and Trust, and with us today in the studio we have Jeremy Vellman and Alex Craig with Memphis Turnkey Properties. Jeremy, how are you doing this morning?
Great, Joe. Thank you very much. Good morning, and thanks for having us on.
I'm glad you're here. And Alex, I'm glad to have you. It's the first time you've been on the program, too.
It is. Thank you for having us.
Oh, this is going to be a great topic. We are talking about how to make money buying real estate with private money and making money lending private money on real estate. So it's going to be a hot topic. Call us and let's talk. 901-535-WREC. That's 901-535-9732. Now, if you're out of the Memphis area, we still want you to talk with us. You can reach us at 1-800-535-WREC. We're talking about private money. That's not government. That's private. So we have a little small print disclaimer for you. The content of this program is intended for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult with your attorney or licensed financial advisor regarding potential legal and financial implications to you. Now, after hearing your topic before the program, I can say that the implications to you may be really, really good. So let's get started. Before we get into our topic, I do want to cover some top real estate news this week. Our phones are ringing with people wanting to know, when does the government HARP 2 program finally get fully released? The big date for the new automated underwriting system supporting HARP is projected to be released on March 17th. This is great for homebuyers whose values have dropped. And there will be an appraisal on this program, but there's no loan-to-value limit. So even though there's an appraisal, they don't care how high the loan-to-value limit is. If you know anyone you can think of who has told you that they need to refinance, but their value has dropped and they don't think they can, please let me and my very capable assistant, Susan Ballou, talk with them. We want to talk with them right now. Susan's got the business line over here in her hand. We may be able to offer them a solution. Call us right now on our business line at 901-482-0354. That's 901-482-0354, and Susan wants to talk to you right now. A new national refinancing program got talked about this week on the State of the Union address from Obama. And let me tell you a little bit about what he talked about. He talked about a program that would be backed by FHA, Federal Housing Administration, and not only would it refinance Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac backed loans like the HARP program does, but he also talked about wanting that program to be able to refinance private loans, which kind of interesting. We have the private lending guys here today.
Interesting.
Very interesting. But anyway, but here's the caveat. To get it off the ground, Congress must remove the 97% loan-to-value cap on FHA loans and, at the same time, approve a tax on banks to cover losses to the FHA Mortgage Insurance Fund, which is kind of suffering right now. So the experts in the industry on their commentary said that there is not a very good chance that this program will be released. In fact, they don't think it's ever going to be released. But then again, we have seen a lot of surprises in the last couple of years, haven't we?
We certainly have.
So stay tuned here to the Real Estate Mortgage Shop, and we will keep you up to date on what's going on that program. Moving on to the news, there is a new guarantee fee that Congress has put into effect that adds 10 basis points to every Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan that's closed on refinances or purchases. It wasn't supposed to go into effect until April 1st. But guess what? Investors are already adding that G fee, they call it the G fee, on there. So it makes almost an eighth of a point increase on the going rate. And so if you're getting a $200,000 loan, that could either mean $200 extra to you at closing, or it could mean almost an eighth of a point added to your rate. Why do we have the G fee on these mortgages? I've had people ask me, why do we even have to have a G fee? Well, the G fee is on there to pay for a two-month payroll tax holiday that we had back at the end of the year. And the experts say that it's going to take about 10 years of G fees at this rate to pay for that two-month payroll tax. Now, that doesn't make sense to me, but here's another big one. This is an eye-opener. Now they're talking about adding an additional G fee to each mortgage that's closed to pay for a 10-month payroll tax holiday. Now, if it took us almost 10 years to pay for a 2-month, what's it going to take us to pay for a 10-month? Oh, yeah. But anyway, we'll leave that to the politicians, and that's on another program. So rates this week should still be at about 3.875 to 4.25 on the 30-year, but we are seeing more and more investors raising their rates, partly to cover that G fee that we just talked about. The other thing that we are seeing happen across the country is that all these mortgage companies are just loading up their pipelines with loans because the rates have fallen below 4. So there's just an influx of people just coming in that they're not prepared to be able to handle. So how are they trying to regulate their pipelines? Well, I'll tell you what they're doing, folks. They're going up on the interest rate to try to regulate that. It's they have plenty of people to work the loans. They're just not used to this huge influx of customers coming in to refinance. So word to the wise, jump off the fence and get your refinance loan or purchase loan done now before the cost of borrowing and more stringent regulations prohibit you from having that opportunity. So do it now while you still can. And with record low mortgage rates, decreasing home prices, and relatively mild weather throughout the country, many of the states are experiencing home sale increases this winter compared to previous years. And I think that's a positive note. We can move on to our guest. We're talking about a great time to buy and sell real estate. Jeremy and Alex, I have heard about your company and what you do for real estate buyers and lenders. Since it is private money, it is very intriguing. So what got you into the business and why is there a need for private lenders?
Well, we're in the business of residential redevelopment. We're professional real estate investors and we buy distressed properties, fix them up, turn them into performing assets, and then either keep them ourselves as rental properties or we sell them to our investor clients overseas.
Wow.
And Alex and I, each of us have a portfolio of properties we own ourselves, know the city very, very well. Private lending is essential right now for our business. Each U.S. client or individual can get up to 10 mortgages, but after 10, it really becomes difficult. In fact, banks won't touch them, so we need an alternative financing source. Mm-hmm. But we work with a lot of clients overseas, and they want to leverage. The power of real estate is in the leverage. And Alex, why don't you tell them a little bit more about that?
Yeah, excuse me. It's such a good time to buy right now. And, you know, we have a lot of international clients that are coming to the United States. They understand, they recognize that where they're buying these houses at the prices, that it's just a phenomenal opportunity. And they're sitting on cash, and they want to come in here and buy as many properties as they can.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is U.S. banks don't want to lend, or they won't lend to international investors.
Right.
So that's the need for the private investors, private mortgage. You know, if they've got $100,000 in cash, you know, that's enough to buy 2 investment properties. But if they could leverage that cash then and get private loans, then mm-hmm. instead of buying 2 homes, they could buy 4. Mm-hmm. Like I said, with the where the prices are, they, you know, they want to get as many as possible cash flow on these properties and use these, like I said, leverage these private loans into as many houses as they could get.
Now, that also goes for people in Memphis. If we want to buy our own Memphis properties, we can still use private lending, right?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of individuals would prefer to do that instead of going through the rigorous procedure, the hoops that you have to jump through with getting bank loans. It's a lot easier to work with a private individual as a lender because you're more flexible in terms of how you set up the lending and the terms, and it just gives you more options.
I am so glad to have you guys on here. I'm Joe Garner with Evolve Bank and Trust, and we have Jeremy Vellman and Alex Craig with Turnkey Properties in our studio. Give us a call at 901-535-WREC, and we're about to take a break, but give us a call. We want to talk to you when we get back. See you in a minute.
3-4 years from now, you'll turn on your TV, listen to your radio.
Sean Hannity.
And you're going to hear somebody say this.
Jobs are coming back in a big way.
He's got a nose for news.
We need the right leaders.
Weekdays at 2.
Conservatism.
News Radio 600.
Works.
WREC.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-7389. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-7389. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-7389. That's 1-800-900-7389. 1-800-900-7389.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. With a growing selection of over 350,000 parts, we have the part you need or we'll get it fast. Advance is your one stop. Don't run all over town because they'll have the part I need. Automotive Shangri-La. Now, buy a set of Wherever Gold brake pads and two Wherever rotors and get a $10 American Express gift card free by mail. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
600 WREC Sports. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
In tennis in the women's final at the Australian Open, Victoria Azarenka breezed past Maria Sharapova to win in straight sets 6-3, 6-love for Azarenka. It's her first Australian Open title, first Grand Slam title, and she grabs the number one ranking in the world thanks to that win. In golf, Tiger Woods shot a 6-under 66 to move to 11-under par and grab a share of the lead with Robert Rock of England after three rounds of the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship. NFL news, the Denver Broncos hire former Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Jack Del Rio as their new defensive coordinator. NBA games of note last night. Derrick Rose goes for 38 points. The Bulls beat the Bucks 107-100. Chicago has the best record in the league at 17-4. Thunder knock off the Warriors 120-109. Kevin Durant 37 points as Oklahoma City improves to 16-3 on the year. The Heat down the Knicks 99-89. Dwayne Wade, after missing six games with an ankle injury, returned. He scored 27 points in the win.
All right, you're back on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. I am Joe Garner, Mortgage Officer with Evolve Bank and Trust, and in the studio with me we have Jeremy Bellman and Alex Craig with Memphis Turnkey Properties, and we're talking about how to make money buying real estate with private money, making money lending private money on real estate. And we have a little disclaimer: since this is not a government program, we say the content of this program is intended for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult with your attorney or licensed financial advisor regarding potential legal and financial implications to you. And based on what I've heard so far, the implications look pretty good. So I think it's a very interesting topic. We left off before the break talking with Alex and Jeremy about why would you need a private money lender, but I think we want to drill down and get into a little bit more detail. And I wanted to ask you, can you tell me a little bit about how the process using private money works and what programs you have available?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let's talk about the name Memphis Turnkey and what we do. We provide a service for investors around the country and around the world to invest passively in real estate. We find the properties, we buy them, we fix them up, we rent them out, and then we manage them on the back end so that it's a completely passive process and investors can continue to do what they're passionate about and make money in real estate. So, you know, a lot of the objections you get are, well, if I buy a property, am I going to have to worry about the tenant or am I going to have to worry about fixing it up? We do all that for you. And that's why it's called a turnkey process. Completely passive. Now, getting back to the topic of private lending, a lot of investors want to leverage their cash. So they come to us and say, well, I've got $100,000 to invest. Now, you got one of two options. You can either pay all cash for a property and usually buy two, maybe three. But what a lot of them want to do is leverage. They want to put down a down payment and then have the rest of it financed. So if you're a U.S. client, you can get a conventional mortgage, but you can only go so far before it gets more and more difficult and traditional institutions, banks won't touch you. So that's one issue that we have to overcome where we desperately need need private lending. But the bigger issue is we have a lot of international clients that come in and they're willing to put a substantial down payment on a piece of investment property and have the rest of it leveraged. And that is an opportunity for private lenders. What's a private lender? A private lender is any individual that has cash. Mm-hmm. I'm a private lender. I've got cash that I use and I lend out to my investor clients. And I'm actually in a loan right now, 3554 Merit, making 10%. property appraises for $65,000. I loaned the guy, the purchase price was $48,000. I loaned him $24,000, and I'm making a nice return secured by a piece of property.
I know, and your equity position there, since you only loaned him $24,000 and the thing's worth, what, $65,000?
It's worth $65,000. I loaned him $24,000. It rents for $850 a month. So think about it. I mean, the math on that, my risk in that property is less than, it's about 40%.
Oh, my goodness. And did you say 10% interest?
I'm making 10%.
You know, we've got a special running right now at Evolve on CDs for 1.25%, which is really
great.
Good on CDs. But I tell you what, 10% on lending private money sounds a little bit better.
I would take that, I tell you what. So, yeah, and that brings up an interesting point here, Joe. When you think about the comparison between the rates of return you can earn as a private lender versus other traditional, quote-unquote, safe asset classes, I mean, five-year treasury bonds right now are paying less than 1%. Five-year CD rates are less than 2%, and five-year annuity is less than 3%.
Uh-huh.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe inflation is 3%. So in those asset classes, you're not even keeping up with inflation. And that's why right now, savers are losers. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's just the way it is. We provide an alternative service where you can earn a higher rate of return. And I know people are thinking, well, what about stocks and mutual funds? And it's true. The stock market traditionally has returned something like 10.5%. since 1927, but look at what's happening right now, all the volatility because of the economy. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be worrying about what's going on in Greece to keep up with my 401k.
When you can have a property sitting right here that you can see, taste, touch, and control.
Exactly. A specific address. I'm loaning on that property. I'm in at a wholesale price. It's physical. I've got, you know, legal documents that protect my interest in the property and give me recourse. You know, I'm lending out to an investor who's putting down 35% on the property, so he's got skin in the game. He puts down as much as $20,000. Is he going to walk away from that loan? No.
Probably not.
And that's on income-producing property, too.
Yeah.
And one of the, you know, the reason we're in this mess, individuals foreclosed on their home, they're putting down zero down.
Mm-hmm.
Zero down, sometimes you think, well, that's not that hard to walk away from. With a investor putting down 35% of the purchase price, like Jeremy said, $20,000-$25,000 on income-producing properties. You know, if they have a few bad months, that's hard to walk away from. So, you know, Jeremy said it. It's secured by a skin in the game.
Right. We give them legal documents that our attorney draws up. We never touch an investor's money. They make a decision to loan to us, and we say, okay, you talk to our attorney. What do they get? They get a promissory note. They get a deed of trust. They get lender title insurance, which means if there's ever a problem with the title, it's protected by the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get hazard insurance in case the place burns down. So you're protected.
As a lender.
If you were
lending private money, you're getting a huge equity position in a property because you're only loaning, say, for instance, $24,000 on a $65,000 house that the investor put down 50%, and you're getting a 10% interest.
That's right.
On that, instead of the 1.25 CD rate for a year, you're getting 10%.
That's right.
Wow.
And I've got the documents to back me up. And I'll tell you what, it almost never happens. I certainly have never heard of a case where an investor defaults on a private loan. And like Alex said, they're going to be a lot less likely to walk away when they've got, you know, a $20,000 investment themselves in the property.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not loaning to an individual who's trying to buy a house with zero down. You're loaning to an individual who's willing to put down a substantial cash payment themselves. They've got skin in the game. But if they ever did walk away, look at what I've just done. I have just acquired a property because I can foreclose on the property that I lend it on. I can now foreclose on it, take it back. I have just acquired a $65,000 property for less than $24,000 that rents for $850 a month. My rate of return is going to be over 25%. I'm praying this guy defaults.
Well, from a lending standpoint, you could really make some money then lending on private money. And I do want to say, because I work for Evolve Bank and Trust, most investors will come in and they will want to do the traditional mortgage with me at Evolve because they can put less money down and they pay a lot less than 10% on the interest rate. Investors normally only pay like 4.5% on a 30-year, and they can put down as little as 20%. So what I've always told my investors is use every opportunity you have to get mortgages from a traditional bank like Evolve Bank and Trust, like from me. And we can loan up to 10 financed. If you have less than 10 financed properties, you can do a traditional mortgage. But once you get up to 10 financed properties, then Fannie Mae shuts the door on you. And at this point, if you want to continue your investing career, you're going to need to look for other opportunities for lending, and private lending is one of the major ones that we see them go to.
Absolutely, and that's one of the ways that you and I can actually work together, Joel, because I get the objection, well, you guys are really competitors. Well, I don't look at it that way. Mm-hmm. I think clients come to you, and they're looking for alternatives, and they're looking for good options. One of the things that Alex and I really try to do is we've niched out our company, Memphis Turnkey, to be about better properties in better areas that offer better investments. And Alex has really done a great job over the years of building this out. So we're not just buying properties in a war zone where if you have to foreclose, you're taking back a piece of garbage. I mean, we're buying quality homes in Bartlett,
that's very important,
South Memphis, good areas.
Yeah, properties that we typically get at least $850 a month in rent. Lately here, we've got some stuff at near Bartlett or in Bartlett. We're getting over $1,000 a month. And, you know, you talked about the conventional financing that Evolve Bank and Trust offers. I recommend every domestic U.S. investor to utilize that. The cash flows on a conventional investment property should be no less than $400 a month. So when you go over to private lending, it's you're trying to get more properties. Like I said, we're in an opportunity here, and this opportunity is not going to be around forever, to get as many properties very cheap as you can. And once you get into the private lending, it's not as much about cash flow as it is taking advantage of the opportunity. Of course, cash flow is always important to, maintain the debt service, maintenance and vacancies that go along with it.
Right.
But on private financing, typically about $250 a month cash flow, that's good. But the need of it is to get as many properties as possible. You've already got the conventional finance loans cash flowing really good. So, I definitely agree that we're not competing. We're working together.
Well, it sounds like, to sum it up, Jeremy and Alex, we're talking about advantages to both the lender of private money and the buyer that uses that
Absolutely.
Private money. And obviously the advantage for the lender is you get a really good equity position in a decent house and a good area. You get a good return on your money. And for the buyer, if you've already gone past all 10 traditional financing options that you can get, then the private lending is a great avenue to continue that career and continue to leverage into more and more properties, more and more income positions. We're getting ready to take a break, and I'm Joe Garner with Evolve Bank and Trust, and we want to invite you to call us and talk with us about this topic, 901-535-WREC, and call my business line to talk to Susan. We'll talk to you about your loan at 901-482-0354. That's 901-482-0354. We'll see you back in a minute.
Everything's going to be all right. You want a revolution? No.
Get real.
You want to change the Constitution?
Get Glenn.
Well, we want to change your head.
Weekdays at 9.
It's going to be all right.
On News Radio 600 WREC.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-400-1902. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-400-1902. That number again is 1-800-400-1902.
This is the Mid-South's news, traffic, weather, and Tiger Station. News Radio 600 WREC, Memphis. Depend on it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are slugging it out in the Sunshine State ahead of Tuesday's primary, but many voters there have already picked their candidate.
Nearly 200,000 people have already voted early. About 400,000 Republicans in Florida requested absentee ballots. So by the time Tuesday arrives, a third to a half of all Republican voters, and it's a total of 2 million expected, will have already cast their ballot.
Fox's Phil Keating and a 911 call giving new details on actress Demi Moore's recent health emergency. The caller saying she smoked something.
It's similar to incense, and she seems to be having convulsions of some sort.
And the near-panicked caller added,
semi-conscious, barely.
Moore's publicist said previously the actress sought professional help to treat her exhaustion and improve her health.
Fox Radio's Sal Giangrasso, Fox News. We report, you decide.
On Saturday, a little bit cooler, but still sunny, a high near 50 degrees. Back to the mid-50s and sunshine on Sunday. Sunny and low 60s on Monday. Mid-60s possible Tuesday and Wednesday with a slight chance of showers. Overnight lows warming up through the 30s and into the 40s, so a warming trend will be on the way. From the Action News 5 Storm Tracking Team, I'm meteorologist Tim Van Horn, News Radio 600, WREC.
The news never stops online and on demand at 600WREC.com. When you need to know, News Radio 600 WREC. Depend on it.
Bail me out. Bail me out. Y'all gonna love this one. We all gonna get bailed out after they hear this. I pay my bills on time. I keep my kids in line. Wonder what old Sam needs all that money for. That CD Wall Street billionaires in line. And Mr. President, won't you read my sign? Bail me out. Bail me out. I'm working 60 hours a week. Cause my family's gotta eat. Oh, bail me out.
I'll tell you what, that's that's Pam and Terry Holohan. They are local musicians to Memphis. Pam and Terry, I believe it's pamandterry.com, but Google them. They're on Facebook, Pam and Terry. You guys do a great job. Bail me out. They wrote that song, recorded that song. They've got several that are just really good. So,
I think I might be got, that's about a good, to become a country music fan.
Yeah, that's a good that's a good motto to live by. Pay my bills on time, keep my kids in line.
Oh,
we'd all be in better shape. Today's economy,
what,
if that was the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. But check out Pam and Terry Holohan. They're Memphis musicians that do a great job. Speaking of money, let's go back to our topic. I am Joe Garner with Evolve Bank and Trust. I'm a mortgage officer. And in the studio with me today, I have Jeremy Vellman and Alex Craig with Memphis Turnkey Properties. We are talking about how to make money buying real estate with private money and making money lending private money on real estate. We want to talk with you, so give us a call at 901-535-WREC. That's 901-535-9732. We have a caller, guys. This is Mr. Miller, and it's talking about private loan for investment properties. So, Mr. Miller, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
What's your question? We want to see what we can do to help you out.
Well, I was just wondering, these two gentlemen that have this turnkey, I guess, mortgage lender for private loans. I when I look into that, and they getting all this money from people from other countries, bringing it here. To me, these gentlemen, now that's my opinion, these gentlemen, I believe that's some kind of Ponzi scheme that we can't really see the other side of it, because these people, I don't know if it's blood money, they could be standing buying this property. Because you're only getting into one area, South Memphis, and other low-income areas. And these people come in and buy this land. You don't know who you're selling it to. Although your money is private, and when somebody give you some money, no matter where it's coming from, I believe this should be investigated, who these people that you letting give you this money. Because that's worse than Saddam Hussein. All that money that he had, it shouldn't have been brought to the United States. It should have been, like I said, given back to the people there. And I look at it as some kind of Ponzi scheme, especially when it's a turnkey.
Okay, well, first of all, it's not a Ponzi scheme or anything like that. Everything's done in an attorney's office. The money is not coming from overseas. The private lenders are here in the United States. So somebody in Australia, that's where we have a lot of international buyers coming into Memphis buying properties. The reason they have to come to Memphis is the it's similar to why we have a lot of investors from California come here. You can't buy a property in Australia for $60,000 that rents for $850 a month. You just simply can't do it. So, you know, I don't see where it's blood money or a Ponzi scheme. And as we referred to earlier in the show, we're not buying in those areas. When we say South Memphis, we're talking about 38125, the areas where, you know, right now individuals are moving to those areas and still paying $90,000 to $100,000 for the houses. We are selling these houses for around $75,000. So, you know, they're not buying pieces of garbage, but...
Good quality houses is what I understood Jeremy say.
Let me make this statement. How long have you lived in Memphis?
35 years.
And the other gentleman?
I've been here since 93, so it's 19 years.
Okay, I've been here all my life, and most of Memphis in the South Memphis and the North Memphis area, those areas out there was mostly dumps for our garbage and stuff like that, and. They have sinkholes out there in that area. They have built homes on them. And the water from the Mississippi had tributaries, and out east had tributaries, and that water come underground and have actually caved in, and houses have fallen in. And we don't have good proper sewage draining in those areas of what these people buying. It's just like the people that was investing into Florida. It was same thing that way. They were using it for dumping ground, and lots of it just gave way or caved in.
Mr. Miller?
In Texas, you all haven't really looked into it. Yeah, the law is there, but lawyers hadn't gone there to survey this land because we don't even know what it was used for.
Mr. Miller, what I hear is your passion for Memphis and your concern for people, and I can speak for Jeremy and Alex. I've known them a while. I believe that they have the same passion for wanting to do a good service, and I'll go back to their property. They're buying good quality property because their name's on the line too. And you know, your topic about these areas that have been dumped on, I think we need to have another show, you know, to address those issues, because I feel passionately about that too.
I'm trying to point this out. The private loan is a turnkey, and they getting money, like I said, getting this land. And when folks come in, they had never seen the land, never lived here. But when the land is no good, they lose too.
Well, I can speak for Jeremy and Alex. The properties that we've talked about have not been in that category. But Alex, did you want to say something on that?
We encourage all buyers to order a independent home inspection.
Right. They're not selling what you would call
land
dump properties.
Not a home inspection, land inspection.
A home inspector will look at that too. They'll look at all. I mean, if it's in a flood zone, insurance companies, you know, that's public knowledge. They could go up there and look and see if it's in a flood zone.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had that issue. I own 20 properties around the Memphis area myself.
Mm-hmm. But I'm glad
I've never had any flooding issues.
I'm glad you called, Mr. Miller, and I do recognize that you care about the people in Memphis, and I do too. I'm from Memphis, and I know that these guys have lived here and invested their careers here, and we care about the people in Memphis too. So I just want to thank you for calling and voicing your
statement. So did Madoff when he found out the other people had done other things with the money, it didn't work. I feel the same way about these people. I understand you want money, but it doesn't work that way.
You know what, Mr. Miller? The difference between Madoff and what we're talking about here is that you've got the money that's secured on a real piece of property, not on something.
People.
Yeah, people and property. That's exactly right. I want to thank you for being on the air with us, Mr. Miller, and maybe we should have another show to address these other issues, because I'm very passionate about Memphis also. Thank you for being online with us.
Yep.
Wow. Well, it's brought up a good point.
Yeah. Well, I think we off.
We're still on.
So that brought up a really good point, and we'll have another show. But
it does bring up
issues.
An interesting point. You know, if you think about it, Alan Stanford, Bernie Madoff, you know, they set up companies and were very good at marketing themselves and defrauding investors.
Mm-hmm.
What separates our service from something like that is the individual investor has legal documentation and recourse on a specific property address.
Right.
And it's all, I mean, you can look on the Shelby County Trustee, everything,
right.
And so that's a great thing about buying property here in Shelby County, or I mean, everything's public record. They could go in, the individual that, I mean, it's a two-way street. I mean, the individual in Australia or Singapore that's buying these houses, they, you know, they could go online and look and make sure that everything's going right, too.
Well, I'm glad he called, but I'm glad we had a chance to clear up.
Yeah, he had concerns.
That's very important.
I think
we've got another caller.
We've
got Ken on the line. Ken, are you on with us?
Hey, Ken? Guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, good, Ken. How are you?
Great. Hey, my question is this. First, just a comment on the last caller. I think there's enough checkpoints in place that with insurance companies that have to insure the homes, with inspections that have to be done, with rehabs that are all done, and with the reputation that you need to keep as a good, solid businessman in the Memphis area, put your reputation on the line every day.
Absolutely.
Got those checkpoints in place. So just like with Bernie Madoff or with you guys, a person has a choice to invest in you after they do their due diligence.
Absolutely.
So that was my only comment on the last caller's deal, because it's a fear out there with everybody. But my question is, if I was a new investor coming to you, and I live in the Memphis area, and I know nothing about picking up and rehabbing homes, what would be your comments, or what would be your profile of a guy like me that would want to come in and invest and start getting a return, a residual income coming in on a monthly basis? Can you describe that kind of person that would have some extra cash maybe, lives in the Memphis area to do that kind of stuff? Are you looking for those kind of clients, I guess I should start with?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for not only individuals to become private lenders, but also individuals to become investor buyers of our homes. And the prototype of a typical person would be a person who works a job, has a career that they're very passionate about, puts a lot of time in, you know, 40, 60 hours a week, and that's all they do. And they love what they do. They make a lot of money doing it. And they pile up the cash and are not really sure what to do with it. I mean, I was in this situation a few years ago when I worked my corporate job. I was a design engineer at a semiconductor company. And, you know, I was good at making money, but I didn't know how to invest it. And that's what we do. We provide a service to show you how to leverage your cash, either as a private lender or as an investor buyer, acquiring investment properties and doing the work on the back end for you so that you can continue to do what you're passionate about. And we do all of the things that an active real estate investor would do. So it's basically a person who works a job, has cash, maybe sitting in a bank account or an IRA, and they need some guidance on how to invest it.
Hey, Ken, our coordinator extraordinaire in here in the production room asked me to have you hold after we talk to you because she didn't get your number. And if you get cut off, please call back at 901-535-9732. She wants to get your number, okay?
You know me.
Yeah. But call her back so you can get the number, okay?
I got one other question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Hey, Ken, call us back. We appreciate you calling, okay?
Huh?
We appreciate you calling us.
All right.
All right. That was some good questions. We got some good conversation going.
Yeah, listen, Joe, you've been asking us a lot of questions. I have a couple questions for you.
Uh-huh.
The first question I have is, can you tell me if owner financing is allowed behind an FHA or a conventional loan?
Well, that's a great question, and we're about to go to break, but I will start to answer it this way. Not very often anymore. It used to be more lenient, but now most of your second mortgages that are behind FHA loans are either straight second mortgages or they are soft seconds, which from like the City of Memphis, Shelby County Down Payment Assistance, THDA. Now, THDA actually doesn't have a second mortgage, but Shelby County Down Payment Assistance, United Housing, City of Memphis Down Payment Assistance will put seconds behind a property. And usually they're soft seconds where you don't have to make a payment right away unless you sell it before that time period up, 5 years, 5 years, 7 years, something like that. Now, there are some instances where you can do some owner financing, but not usually on the FHAs. We are about to take a break. We want you to call us 901-535-9732. That's 901-535-WREC. The conversation's getting thick in here, so we want you to give us a call. We'll see you back in just a minute.
Hi.
Hi, folks. Bob Berkheimer, Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. Thinking about a newer used car or truck and not sure where to get the most for your money? Listen to what Sunrise has to offer. Over 1,000 new Buicks and GMCs to choose from with factory rebates up to $6,500 and Sunrise discounts high as $10,000. Bad credit, bankrupt, slow pay? It's okay at Sunrise. We specialize in secondary financing, and if you've got a job, you're approved at Sunrise, the number one volume Buick GMC dealer in the Mid-South and home with a guaranteed credit approval. Sunrise, Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and 385 in Houston, Levy, and Collierville.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-500-1467 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-500-1467. That's 1-800-500-1467.
600 WREC Sports. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
Checking NBA games of note from last night. Derrick Rose goes for 38 points, leading the Bulls over the Bucks 107-100. Chicago improves the NBA's best record to 17-4. Thunder topped the Warriors 120-109. Kevin Durant had 37 points as Oklahoma City improves to a Western Conference best 16-3. Dwayne Wade returned from missing 6 games with an ankle injury, helping the Heat beat the Knicks 99-89. Wade had 28 points. Hawks over the Pistons 107-101 in overtime. Hornets beat up on the Magic 93-67. Nuggets knock off the Raptors 96-81, and the Sixers beat the Bobcats 89-72. In tennis, Victoria Azarenka beat Maria Sharapova in straight sets 6-3, 6-love to win the Australian Open women's title, her first Grand Slam championship. Golf, after 3 rounds at the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship, Tiger Woods shot a 6-66 to move to 11-under and grab a share of the lead.
Woohoo! We are back. Wow, that was quite a segment.
Yeah.
The Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I am Joe Garner, mortgage officer with Evolve Bank and Trust, the new full-service branch at 6070 Poplar Avenue, over there close to Shady Grove, across from Embassy Suites. So come see us. We've got some great CD rates and a lot of other great people I want you to meet. My business line, if you want to call and talk about financing, is 901-482-0354. And in the studio with me, I have Jeremy Vellman, and I have Alex Craig with Memphis Turnkey Properties, and we're talking about how to make money buying real estate with private money and how to make money lending private money. So give us a call, 901-535-WREC. But right now it's time. You know that time of the week. It's time for the real estate tip of the week. And all right, here's our tip of the week. Don't fall prey. Fraudsters are targeting distressed homeowners with deals that can sound perfectly legit. Some offer loan modifications, but they want an upfront fee. And others offer fee-based so-called help in navigating you through the government housing assistance programs. So here's our real estate tip of the week.
Hey,
don't fall prey. Sometimes these guys that call and offer you all these deals to fix your mortgage, to modify and all that, they even say they're attorneys, and they're not. But and some of these, there are some investors who are con artists who will call you and say, hey, I know you're about to go into foreclosure. I can help you out if you'll quick claim your deed over to me, and they'll ask for lump sums of money. Sometimes they want you to sign a document or form that's blank, and they just want you to sign it blank. I know a lot of you guys know this already, but believe it or not, some people will sign a blank form, and they'll even give people they don't know money to modify their mortgage or help them avoid foreclosure. Here's the real estate tip of the week. If you're unsure of an offer, have an attorney or other trusted advisor look it over. And I can also say, even though we're talking about private money today, we have these guys, we all say, check with your attorney, check with your financial advisor before you do anything, even on private money. But if you're in trouble on your mortgage and you've got somebody calling you and saying, I'm going to help you, I can do this, but you've got to pay me, you've got to give me your information, you've got to sign a blank form, don't do it until you've talked to your attorney or someone who can properly advise you. There's actually a mortgage program, I mean, mortgage law that was passed last year called the Mortgage Assistance Relief Services, which disallows, it will not allow anyone except attorneys to charge a fee to help you modify your mortgage or keep you out of foreclosure.
Hey, Joel, I did have another question for you, if we got just a second.
Uh-huh.
I was going to ask you, what kind of scenarios do you see come across your desk where private financing might be a better option than conventional financing?
Okay, that's a great question because, of course, Susan and I, we try to get every one of them that come across our desk closed on traditional mortgages with the low interest rates and low down payments and all that. That's our number one goal. But now and then, we'll have a customer call us, and they're trying to buy it. They're getting a really good deal on a property. They may be buying it for less than 50 cents on the dollar, but it's all beat up and it's got problems. They want to invest in that property as rental. Well, the 203K loans that we do are mainly for owner-occupants. So if you're buying that property and you're getting a whale of a deal on it, but it needs fixing up and you're going to rent it out, private money is really a good way to go because they can go in and get the property in their name before they start doing repairs, whereas if you're doing a traditional mortgage, you can go out there and make a contract on it, but when the appraiser goes out, they're going to require all those repairs to be done prior to closing, and you're limited on how much repairs can be escrowed. So a private money target would be someone who is getting a really great deal on a house that needs fixing up. Here's another one that comes across my desk every now and then. I've had customers, some of them I've done business with before, but they've lost their job, they've lost a loved one, and their credit has, or they've had a divorce, divorces kill credit. Their credit has just gone to pot, but it's for a really extenuating circumstance, and now they've got a job again. Now they're starting to pay stuff back. But hey, you know what? It's going to take them a year at least to get out of their credit slump, or maybe 2 years. In a case like that, if they're getting a really good deal on buying a house, I might refer them over to private money because eventually they're going to be able to refinance that house out to traditional financing. And that brings me to a question to ask you guys. If you're lending on private money, how long is that term?
The terms are, well, our investors put down 35%, interest rates 9%. They pay 5 origination points on the loan amount, mm-hmm. and it's a 20-year amortization, but there's a 5-year call on it, so meaning mm-hmm. in 5 years, the private lender's out.
Right.
If he wants to refinance it, that's up to him, but if he wants his money back, he wants the balance paid, then he could call it, and he's out of it. So
okay.
5 years.
Now, if you're getting a really good deal on real estate and you're buying that thing for 50 cents on the dollar or something like that, I know it sounds like a lot of points to pay and it sounds like a lot of money down, but you do the math. We want you to consult with your attorney, with your financial advisor. If it's a good deal for you, private money can work. Now, we want you to come to me and Susan first to see what we can help you because our rates are going to be a lot lower. We're going to have a lot lower closing cost and a lot less down. And if you want to talk to us about that, you can call Susan and myself at 901-482-0354. We've got a whole bunch of calls here. I'm going to just go through here really fast. Mike, you're asking about how to get started, money to invest. Are you on with us, Mike?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I actually had two questions. First question is, are they online as far as can look some information about it? And then the second thing is, if you get some money to invest, exactly how would one get started and what would the process look like? And I'll hang up listening on the radio.
How do we get to your website?
Okay, website is www.memphisturnkey.com. That talks about our company as a whole. Doesn't uh-huh. really get into the private lending aspect.
Uh-huh.
If somebody's ready to become a private lender, what they would do is basically it's, we match buyers with lenders. Do we look?
He's off. He just wants to hear your answer.
Oh, okay. We match buyers with the lender. So we have an individual that wants to buy one of our properties. We match them with the lender, and then the rest of it's under the attorney's office. At the time of closing, the private lender sends in his money to the attorney's office in the escrow to close the transaction. And then, I mean, it's pretty simple. The attorney does the rest of it, draws up the note, the deed of trust,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and, basically, maybe you should call me afterwards, 901-848-9028.
Say that again. What number again, Alex?
901 848-9028.
And we've got some more callers, and yeah. We want you guys to call and get all of your answers to your questions. So call Alex and Jeremy at what number again?
901-848-9028.
If you want to talk about traditional financing, you can call Joe Garner, that's me, and my very capable assistant, Susan Ballou, at 901-482-0354. We've got another caller, James. Are you on with us?
Hello?
James, are you on with us?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question?
I tuned in late, so I was just curious, from an investment side, how much money are we talking about?
Well, it varies on a case-by-case basis. We typically tell our investors we want a minimum $25,000 commitment for 5 years if they're looking to become a private lender. But one of the beauties of a private lending program is that it's flexible. I mean, we've quoted some terms. That's typically what we stick to. But we take it on a case-by-case basis. So the short answer to your question is $25,000 for 5 years. The long answer is we take it on a case-by-case basis. We'll look at your situation and just kind of match you up based on your available cash to the particular investor client that we're working with on a case-by-case basis.
James, we appreciate you calling, and call back again sometime. We want to talk to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, we got another caller, and this is Sean. And Sean, are you on with us?
Yes, I am. What I had a question about was: can we use IRA money to invest in this?
You can use IRA money. The way it would work is you would have to roll your existing IRA into what's called a self-directed IRA. And a third-party custodian would set you up with that. The company we recommend is Equity Trust, LLC, and they have a website. They're very good.
Sean, thank you for calling. You're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. I'm Joe Garner with Evolve Bank and Trust. With us in the studio today, we had Jeremy Bellman and Alex Craig with Memphis Turnkey Properties. Our topic was how to make money buying real estate, how to make money lending private money. It's all about private money. Next week, we have Richard Scarborough and Kevin Perk. And we'll be talking about strategies to buying real estate. So don't miss it. It's next Saturday right here, same time, same bat channel. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good week.
Honey, you look better than money in the bank.